Police Minister Senzo Mcunu says police can't effectively solve crime alone. We chatted to crime analyst Dr. Christy Cock on possible practical solutions to combat the crime problem in the country.
How do we practically and effectively deal with the crime problem? Are there any maybe immediate solution or short-term solutions that we can actually solve crime, at least make something that is going to be effective?
Look, there's many solutions, many approaches. And it also depends on what crime you are talking of.
Okay.
If we talk about these massacres that we saw, there two role players are important. Point number one, your detectives.
Okay.
Because good detective work can lead to the people who have done this. And then they will have to be dealt with. And it's strange. You know, I sometimes wonder, maybe is it a lack of intelligence? Is it a lack of experience of our detectives? Do they short something? Because in this case, for example, the massacre of the weekend, I mean, there was that these people came together to commemorate or to, what do they call it, the washing of the hands of this ceremony that it will have a year after two women were shot, a mother and a daughter were shot in similar circumstances. Now, if that first case, if that was properly investigated, in all probability, this second one wouldn't have happened. Because, you see, I mean, there must be some connection between those deaths a year ago and what happened now, which is even 10 times worse. So that is the first thought that place. So it depends on crime to crime. This crime, you need good detection. Mm-hmm. And you need intelligence. You need to know who's the hit squads. Who's the people that can be rented for X amount of money to go and kill people point blank, children, women, whatever. So you need crime intelligence to be on top of who are the killers. Because it's the same groups all over and over again. I mean, it's not every time that there's something like this that you will find a new group who's doing this for X amount of money. This will be guys who are known, and if you ask around, you can then arrange these people to come and kill your opposition, to kill people because you think they've stole your cattle or whatever. Mm-hmm. In the past, these massacres, I mean, it's either a hit group, and sometimes it's connected to cattle, some problems between families about cattle, you know, rustling. Or in the past also in KwaZulu-Natal, you find these groups, but then it's youths, and they don't have all of these firepower. But they will go and massacre a whole village because the village doesn't want to give them money for drugs, out there or something like that. So it depends on crime to crime. You know, some crimes you can address with what I call the geographic approach.
Okay.
If I know in my station that there is a crime hotspot of a specific crime in that area, and it occur between that hours, then I will have high visibility there. I will see to it that I've got high police visibility. And if the police can work together with the security companies and with the CPS, that's the Community Police Forum, and the patrollers of the CPS, then you can see to it that there's high visibility at that time of the day or night, at that point where you find this hotspot. Then what will happen, in all probability, you will shift it to another place in your precinct. But eventually, the precinct will get a name amongst the potential criminals that listen. You know, there, the police are fully aware of what is happening. And then they will go to the neighboring station. And if they also follow the same geographic approach, in the end, the risk become too much for the criminals. And you will see reductions in crime. Now, this is for things like housebreaking, theft of motor vehicle, theft out of motor vehicle, even house robberies, robberies in the street, aggravated street robbery, and so on. So you can follow that approach and you can prevent quite a bit of crime and reduce the crime.
Yeah.
But then on other crimes which are more organized, and sometimes these very crimes that I've now referred to, like motor vehicle theft, is highly organized. But it won't always just help to shift the motor vehicle theft around. There you have to go to the top of the syndicate. Not the people who steal the vehicles on ground level, but the people to which these vehicles are delivered. Because those are the guys who are exporting these vehicles, cloning these vehicles, or chopping it up for parts. And if you can arrest those people, then there won't be a market for stolen and hijacked vehicles. So there you have to follow the intelligence approach. You need crime intelligence.
Mm. Okay. And over the weekend, Police Minister Senzo Mcunu was saying if communities are not involved, police will be very slow in fighting crime unless communities are active and join hands with police in fighting crime. What do you see the role of the communities?
Point number one, the community must trust the police.
Okay.
Because otherwise the formation can become intelligence to the police. So there must be a very good relationship between police and community.
Mm.
Now, that can in some communities only happen if you have strong CPF structures, community police forum structures as prescribed by the law, where the community elect people on a station level and on a sector level in the station. Usually a station is divided in four or five sectors. And then there you also have CPF structures. And these CPF structures will have patrollers. But one should not overemphasize the use of patrollers. Patrollers should not become or think they can be like a security company or they can be like police, not at all.
Mm.
But at least that can be the beginning for the eyes and the ears. People who drive around, specific hotspots, and to keep their eyes and their ears open. But even the whole community can keep their eyes and ears open. And if they see something which is really suspicious, they can then report it to the CPF structures, which then again give it through to the police.
Mm.
And then also, when it comes to visibility, you know, the community can do a lot and the police can do a lot by getting the security companies on board and share information with the security companies to at least tell them where the hotspots and also through the CPF structures to the patrollers so that when the security companies can't drive up and down the whole day, I mean, fuel is very expensive. So sometimes you see security vehicles parked in a certain area.
Mm.
Now, if they can park in an area which is, in any case, according to the police information, a hotspot, that can help a lot. Because then at least now the criminals will move to another point. And then immediately the police will become aware that there's a new hotspot growing there, and again, high visibility by everybody. So for the minister to say the community, there must be proper CPF structures, chosen CPF, elected CPF structures, and that CPF structures and the police must have a very, very sound relationship. It's not us and them. It is really us, including the police, including the CPF structure.
Reporting 4 Times Live, I am Bulilani Nonyugela.